You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. You're always welcome to contact me directly by texting or calling on our off-air number at 314-472-DOUG. Again, that's 314-472-DOUG, D-O-U-G, which is 3684. Or you can visit our website at DougHaldeman.com, DougHaldeman.com. I'm joined by my co-host, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tammy.
Hey, thanks for having me.
I'm also joined with Stephen Burton from Waterproof Solutions. Welcome, Stephen.
Good morning, guys.
So, guys, really excited to we have a call-in guest today that I am totally psyched about. We have Dr. Michelle Robin, the author of The E-Factor, Engage, Energize, and Enrich. Welcome, Dr. Robin.
Thank you, Doug, and Tammy, and Stephen. Got a little party going on this morning.
Yes, absolutely. Appreciate you joining us. It's a Sunday afternoon. You know, Christmas is coming up. We have a lot going on. So let's jump right to this. Tammy, I'm going to let you lead on this because you're the one that actually kind of discovered this book.
Well, it was it was kind of handed to us, Doug. We had interviewed Dr. Tom Hill, and he was so generous, and I had walked him out to the car, and he handed me Michelle's book, Dr. Michelle's book, and I didn't read it right away. And I have a resistance towards life planning, and you came into my life and taught me differently, and I grabbed her book when we went to our retreat for some reason. And I started reading it, and it just fell completely in a line with what we were working on. And I was like, there's no accidents, right? There's none.
Yeah, I remember our whole weekend of life planning. You had that book out.
I did. And I don't think I shared with you in the moment everything that I was going through with her book. And it really offered me a lot of clarity. So thank you for writing that, because it totally shifted my mindset on what my goals were in that moment to write my life plan.
So Dr. Michelle Robin, The E-Factor, Engage, Energize, and Enrich, The Three Steps to Vibrant Health. Take us through the book. What inspired you to write it? And then I want to go through a few of the first chapters because they align perfectly with our life plan.
Well, great. Well, and thanks again for asking. And I'd love to share the message of well-being. What inspired me to write is I was out speaking on my first book called Wellness on a Shoestring, Seven Habits for a Healthy Life. And as I was speaking on these seven habits of, rest, reflect, rejuvenate, breathe, move, free your space, go for the greens, eat from the sea, get some sunshine, as well as drink to your health, I was thinking, God, this is not rocket science. Why are people not grasping this?
Right.
It's probably much like life planning. It's not super hard. It takes time. It takes some discipline, which I know all of us probably struggle on, myself included. And I'm fortunate just to be around wellness for three decades, so it helps give me, when you're around something day in, day out, it helps you
right.
live it. And as I was doing that, I thought, gosh, really, what's behind that? And so I really thought it's about people getting engaged in the journey. And sometimes you really your why has got to be bigger than the why not.
Very true.
So you get the why out there, and for me, I'm extremely motivated. My father died when I was young. My mother's been sick most of my life. And so originally my why was, I wanted to be able to be active as I aged and be able to be really a full participant in life. And so many people are kind of, and this is not a judgment, it's just awareness, because I still practice. I'm a wellness doctor.
Sure.
And I practice on a daily basis, actually. 5 or 6 days a week, I still see patients. But so many people are just confused with all the noise out there about what to do, and they're just kind of walking around numb.
Right.
So
right.
that's kind of why I wrote this book, and I really wanted to hopefully give people a guide. And when I wrote this book, I really thought I was sitting with somebody one-on-one, and what do I do when I'm with somebody? How do I pull out the information about the story of their life and then help them paint a picture of the potential of where they can go? So.
Right.
I
and
love it.
You succeeded, in my opinion. So,
in chapter one of your book is Know Your Why, and that's exactly what you just mentioned. And in the very first section of our life plan, once we identify accounts of what's important to us, then we figure out the purpose statement for us. And the purpose statement is your why. What's your big W-H-Y? Mm-hmm. Why is it that this is important to you? Can you explain, you could expand on that a little bit on why identifying the purpose has to be done first?
You know, I'll tell you the why through a story. I recently heard a speaker, actually about a year and a half ago, and she was a breast cancer thriver, and she started doing Ironman and or triathlons. And she said, she was self-employed. She was a speaker. So she would go bed, pool, bed, pool. And every day the bed would win until she said, bed, pool, spending time with my family, and being healthy. And so in my case, it's that why is really what's going to pull you along the game. It could also be, I had another person that said to me recently, I finally figured out my why. My why is I want to walk my daughter down the aisle. Because my father was not there to walk my sister down the aisle.
Wow. I love it. Mm-hmm. And if you think about just that fuel that will drive you, and it can't push you, it has to pull you.
Mm-hmm.
It's like trying to push on a rope when you try to manufacture that why.
Yeah, and that's the deal with life. And that's this wellness journey. Is once you get on it, it pulls you in. And I'm not talking about the extreme. And you know, I'm a triathlete. I have a goal to do a sprint triathlon every year for 20 years in a row, not to do 20 in 1 year. I'm in it for the endurance.
Good
I'm in
point.
It for the long haul, and how could I stay well? So I find that as I step more towards my well-being, it steps more towards me, and it gets easier. It doesn't mean I'm perfect every day. I'm not advocating perfection.
Right. Well, the next part that I really appreciated, because I set my intentions of my day. And when your book stated that, it really, really resonated with me, because that's how I create my day every day.
Mm-hmm.
So when I am driving in the car or when I get to work, I set my intentions on what I want to experience in my day. And when I do that, and then I read it in your book and I thought, why am I not doing that in my life? Why haven't I thought that far ahead? And so that really helped me. So can you explain that a little bit?
Well, you know, I think there's a great quote that helps explain it. And, so as they say, as you think, so you create, right? So here's a great one in the book by Grenville Kleiser. Let your intentions be good, embodied in good thoughts, cheerful words, and unselfish deeds.
Right.
And the world will be to you a bright and happy place in which to work and play and serve. And so if you think you're going to have a great day, there's more odds in your favor, the OIMF, which I got from Tom Hill,
mm-hmm.
the odds in my favor that I'm going to have a good day. It doesn't mean it's going to be perfect. But
odds in my favor. I like that.
Yeah. Odds in my favor. It's like putting your seatbelt on. You put your seatbelt on in the morning to the odds in my favor. If something happens, I'm going to survive.
Right.
And that's like using good intentions, setting an intention. It doesn't mean it's going to be perfect or it's going to be a blissful day, but
right.
It's definitely going to be better than saying, God, today's going to stink, right?
Right, right, right.
You know, get ready to celebrate the holidays with my family, and it's going to be stressful instead of saying, you know what, I'm going to go have a great time, and we're going to get through the bumps, and we're going to have some great memories.
Right, exactly.
What I love about that is that when you're really crafting a vision, unless you know what you're looking for across a crowded room, you won't see it. But when you do know what you're looking for and you're very clear on your vision, then you will see it. It's the same way, like, you can hear your kid's voice through a crowd of other kids. You know, you can hear that because you're listening for it. But in whatever it is we're searching for, I mean, our reticular activation system in our brain is pretty powerful, that once we set a very clear vision of what we want, then, you know, it's the whole law of attraction, that it just starts to fall into line.
And I think it's also bring it down a couple notches, like planning a vacation. You know, if I was planning to drive to St. Louis, I would want to make sure I'm heading east. I would not want to be heading west towards Denver.
Right, right.
And so I think that people just need to plan their well-being and their life kind of like they're planning a vacation. We spend so much energy on thinking about the vacation, the things we're going to do, the places we're going to stay, instead of saying, you know, God, here's how I want to feel, and here's how I want my life to go. So,
you know what I find? Very engaging. I bet you're somebody that just, when you walk into a room, everybody wants to be next to you. And I get that because of your positive attitude, but, you know, you back it up with character. I think that's so important. You know, a shiny penny, a good attitude, a proper choice, that's one thing. But to plan to be successful and to plan to be helpful and to plan to be loving, that's very powerful for you.
Well, thank you. I've had great people in my life that helped embody that and you know, taught me that. So I'm just living out what they've taught me.
Nice and humble.
I love to hear it. So Dr. Robin, now that we've set a purpose, so we know our why, we've set our intention, which creates our vision for the future, your next step was to plan your path. And in our life plan, that was our goal setting and breaking it down to our action steps more on the runway level. Talk about planning the path in the next 1 minute. You can summarize that as much as you can.
I think you have to know where you're at. And once again, it's like heading on vacation. And I actually share this analogy in the book. It's knowing where you want to go, and you got to see where am I at, and what are my options of getting there. And so with your own health and well-being, you've got to think about, okay, well, what are my labs? What's my body telling me? We don't tune in and listen to our body. And so I'm just encouraging people to really tune in and listen and look at those tools. So know your labs, know your x-rays, know some assessment forms, and then you start to point in a direction of where you want to head.
Very good. I love it. We're visiting with Dr. Michelle Robin from The E-Factor, the book The E-Factor, Engage, Energize, and Enrich. And if you have time to stick around, I have more questions for you, because I'm going to be talking about something that really connected with me, that I'm going to ask the question, how many people are just tired? They're just very tired right now. They're very fatigued, and you call it adrenal fatigue. And once I heard that term, I really connected with it. You're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
You're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.